How can you stand out from the crowd? Make sure your LinkedIn profile jumps to the top of the list. Make sure your resume is included when potential top candidates are selected. In this video, we've got 5 quick fixes or hacks every professional can use to make sure their LinkedIn profile is anything but average. All are simple to execute and don't cost a red cent. Make sure you stick around until the end when we've got a nifty way for you to include that information you want to share but doesn't seem to fit into any of the set boxes on LinkedIn. Hey guys, I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now with another soundbite of information. So let's get started with our first hack. I call this differentiate yourself. And there's a real simple way that you can do this. On LinkedIn, you have a little short bit of information at the beginning of your profile. And most people, when they fill this out, they don't take full advantage of it. And they just put something in there like accounting manager, treasury professional, accounts payable director. They don't say anything that makes them look different than every other accounting manager, etc. But here's what you can do. You can just add a few words. So here's some examples. Tech-savvy accounting manager. Problem-solving treasury professional. AP professional with black belt level Excel knowledge. So what you want to do is figure out what your superpower is, what you're really good at, what you want to focus on, what you want other people to focus on about you, and then condense it to a few quick words and include it. So focus on your secret superpower, whatever that may be, and make sure you get it included in there. And just that one little, you know, tidbit will make you stand out from the hundreds of other people who are going to show up in that search when they do, you know, accounts payable manager. And there you are with, you know, I don't know, 25, 50 other people in your city. Okay. And what you don't want to put there, by the way, and I see people do this all the time, is some pithy saying that, you know, is very nice, you know, but doesn't say what you are or doesn't sell yourself. Okay. That's number one. Okay. Number two, and don't cringe, you want to showcase your writing skills. And don't say you don't have any. If you work hard enough at it, you can do this. So what you want to do is post an original article that you wrote. This will provide potential employers with a sample of how you write. So make sure it's clear, concise, grammatically correct, and typo-free. Don't know what to write about? You're thinking, well, I have nothing to say. Yes, you do. Think of a problem that you had recently at work that you solved, or perhaps one you didn't solve, and then write something up about it, even if it's just about all the issues of the problem, and then ask people what they would do. How would you solve this? And post it. If it's appropriate, you can ask for comments or suggestions. You don't have to do this often, once every 6 months, once every year, and the article doesn't have to be long, but it's a way for you to show that you're a professional, you care about your job, and especially if you're a problem-solving accounting professional or a problem-solving accounts payable professional, this is a good way to demonstrate that skill. Okay, that's just one example. You don't have to do that one in particular. All right. Let's move on to our next tip. Highlight any special skills you have. And people overlook this all the time. So if you've taken additional training, training that will differentiate you from your peers, list it. So if you've got, for example, an accounts payable best practice certificate, or you're certified, or you took some additional Excel courses, or you've taken a course and you know how to operate easily and you understand cryptocurrency, you want to make sure that you include that in your special skills. If you've won any awards related to your professional endeavors, you want to list them. If you've given any talks or served on any advisory panels, you want to list them. All these things will make you stand out because most people, they just don't take the time to do this. Okay. Now, before we get to the last two, if you like this episode, please give us a thumbs up. And if you loved it, please subscribe. We produce new content for the channel 3 times a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays are devoted to payments and accounts payable issues and occasionally a career topic like this. And Saturdays are reserved for Wordle. Okay, the next thing that you want to do is you want to show that you are a well-rounded individual. How do you do this? You list your volunteer work and you list if you're on any boards of directors. And those boards, by the way, don't have to be directly related to your job. So it doesn't, for example, have to be an accounting board. But by showing that you're on a board of even, you know, I don't know, a dance studio or something, you're presenting yourself as a business professional whose opinions are looked after and respected. Okay. So don't forget to list your volunteer work. It shows you're well-rounded and it shows that you're doing more than just your job. Okay. And then what I call pulling it all together. There's an about section on LinkedIn. And this is the one last place where you can summarize all your qualifications and make any point that somehow just didn't fit into one of the other categories. You may have something that you wanted to post and I don't know, you just can't figure out where to put it or there is no section for it. This is the place to put it. It's also your opportunity, if you will, to highlight whatever your special skills are, whatever your special training is. Okay. So once you've spiffed up your LinkedIn profile, you might want to take a look at your actual resume. You may have some real life skills that could be turned into strong resume builders, but you never thought to do so. We did a short video about that a few weeks ago. You can watch it now using the link that will appear momentarily on YouTube, and we have it in the show notes below. As always, we appreciate your thumbs up, your subscribes, your comments, and your shares. Good luck.